Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, how did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tessa. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid, I grew up in Lacey, Washington. It's right next to Olympia, so pretty small town. And my dad took some of our clothes to Goodwill. Well, some of those clothes had clothes that my grandmother, his mother-in-law, made for us in them. So when she was shopping at Goodwill, she saw her own clothes that she had made for us, and she was mad. He was in big trouble that she had to buy back her own clothes that she made.
Yeah, but then she found out what they're worth. I mean, look, I understand.
You don't want to know what happens to things that you give people.
No, you don't.
And you don't.
But here's the problem. I know if I'm screwing you over with a gift. Like, I know. But grandparents don't know, especially if they made it. They don't know that we hate every single thing they've ever made. We appreciate it. We love them. It's fantastic. But that S is ugly.
Well, she was actually from Berlin, Germany, and came over during World War II, 19, didn't speak any English, so she was very frugal.
Doesn't make her clothes look good.
But she was white, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she's cool. Just checking. Right?
Yeah. And so she thought that those clothes, if we were done with them, should have gone to other grandchildren. We should have just kept passing them on.
Yeah, but you don't hate your grandkids. I mean, that's I get it. I completely understand her position. I do. And and look, my grandparents are broke, so they ate garbage. But they also understood I might not want to eat the stuff you're eating.
If I were to look at these clothes, could I tell the difference between something that was made in a factory and something that was made by a grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, was the grandmother's stuff that much of a better quality, or was it just a ragtag version? It was the best she could do. What was it?
She did pretty well, but it was definitely just she knows her stitch. She knew that she made it her style.
But would I be able to tell?
Yeah.
In other words, like if there were two dresses, right? One was made from Target. One was made for your grandma. Could I tell the difference?
I would say yes, but okay. I was a kid and it didn't matter.
Did you, as a kid, when you got Meemaw's clothes, did you hate it?
Well, I was a big tomboy, so I got all my clothes dirty anyway. So if I hated it, it got dirty right away.
Okay.
And
okay.
I didn't have to wear it again.
Because I just remember back in the day, it was not uncommon, especially for people who had a hobby of sewing, that they would make clothes, and they would make clothes for themselves.
Sure.
And they would also make clothes for the kids. Now, they would take extra care when you're tailoring something from yourself. It's a little bit easier to do the measurements or whatever. When my mom did it, like, you could definitely tell that this looked like an item of clothes that would be better suited to be on, like, a doll.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
Like,
right.
You can tell. Like, it's not that my mom couldn't sew.
It was just the fashion sense.
All weird and jacked.
Right. The clothes you wore, you only saw, say, if it's boys' clothes, you saw them on action figures. If they made clothes for their daughters, you're right, look like a doll. So it's not that the quality was bad, but it's like, I know your parents are making new clothes, dude, because you look like a G.I. Joe action figure.
And if you got a hole in your stuff, then there would be a patch or a bandana would be sewn in. Or, like, those weren't done just because you ripped the knees out.
Here's a couple things that I'd like to point out about the patches. I don't know if people still do patches.
They were iron-on, if I recall.
They were iron-on, but here's the thing. Traditionally, I got patches ironed onto my jeans over the knees because as a little boy, inevitably,
that's what you did.
You just eat through the knees of your jeans. The problem was, by the time, and I can't believe the patch people didn't think about this. By the time your jeans were so ratty that your parents are going to iron the patch over the knees, why was that patch the color of the jeans when you bought them, right?
And it is. Just like when you roll out a hem on a cuff.
But see, the hem,
you get
the hem is fair. Yeah. The hem is something you chose to do, right? And inevitably, it's going to stay a little darker than the rest of your pants. The patch, it's like, look, man, kids are not proud to have the patches on their clothes. You want to fade this patch because by the time I put it on, my jeans are not new jeans anymore. The ratty jeans.
Not only that, man, but I can remember the white shoe polish days where someone would have, like, just, you know, where the basically the shoe's kind of coming apart. The outside of the shoe is chipping off.
But I can hide it.
But I can hide it with this terrible white
shoe
polish.
Kiwi shoe polish.
So we would all just white shoe polish our shoes, and they look like – and when you first did it, it looked a little bit better. It still looked like someone took white out and painted your shoes.
I mean, it sort of looked better.
I'm not kidding you. My pop still does it. My dad still does it.
My father did it up until he retired.
With tennis shoes.
Oh, tennis shoes. We're talking about with tennis shoes. Oh, dear God, no,
we're talking about tennis shoes.
White tennis shoes.
Not dress shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's terrible.
Can and then it was another? Like, they were always like sitting out on a piece of paper, right?
Yeah, they're sitting
like,
in a newspaper,
like,
right?
He would do them like, I don't know if it was Saturday night or Sunday night, he'd always do, but you had to be careful. Don't touch the shoes.
They're drying.
Can and you man, name those another? Things were so dark. His black tennis shoes with black shoe polish? Like, it just didn't look, he looked like he was wearing patent leather.
Right, it doesn't look right. Can you name another shoe polish other than Kiwi?
No.
Of course you can't.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA. I doubt it.
Is there another one?
I've never even seen that stuff available anymore.
What, Kiwi?
No, just the idea of polishing your shoes. Maybe on the East Coast.
You mean at home?
Anywhere.
Right. Well, there's a shoe. A shoe polish shine guy. Yeah, downstairs.
There is.
But we're also in a banking tower.
You know what? That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, it's probably one of the few in the city. And that's honest to God truth. Maybe there's one or two more at an airport. But I don't, I mean, it's just not. That's just not the standard dress.
No, not anymore, man. You're absolutely right.
I also just don't wear dress shoes hardly ever. So like when I wear them, right, I go home and then I put the little shoe things back in them and put them in the closet.
All I have to do is brush the dust off of them.
The next time.
Like, it's almost impossible that they're scuffed because they're not worn enough.
All you got to do is check the inside pocket of your suit jacket to find out when you wore those shoes and pants.
Oh, here's the invitation from so-and-so's wedding.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, they're not together anymore.
Oh, damn.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kenyon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, this is a story about how I got my buddy's truck. It was his birthday, and we decided we wanted to go camping at the beach. Well, we went down to Ocean Shores. Probably about 2.5-3 hour drive away from where we're at. And we get down there, we pay for the camping spot, and then we're like, hey, let's go drive on the beach. So we have my truck and my buddy's truck, and we're on the beach, you know, we're, you know, having a good time driving around, and we get down to like a little delta area, and we're like, hey, maybe we should turn around before the sand starts getting real soft because it's not been driven on, and, you know, we sink one of the trucks. Well, as soon as we say that, my buddy turns his truck around and ends up sinking down in the sand a little bit. So he ended up having to pay a couple $100 to make sure it wasn't turned into a green submarine, and decided, you know what, this sucks for my birthday. Let's go back home and drive it 3 hours back and go to a party. So we turn around, go home, and at this point I'm tired because it's been all day and I've been virtually driving all day. So I turn to my buddy who's with me and say, hey, you drive home because I'm a little tired. So we switch out, and he drives, and we get up to where the party is. It's nighttime now. And the buddy whose birthday it is ahead of us in his truck and sees two girls on the side of the road because we're right like a block away from the party. And he knows them and says, hey, I'm going to scare the crap out of them and stomp on my brakes so that my tires screw. Well, my buddy's driving my truck behind him and ends up smashing into the back of his and totaling it. and then after he totaled my truck, a couple months go by, and my buddy buys a new truck and says, hey, this piece of crap's yours, and gave me the truck with some rear end damage on it.
Did you fix it up?
No, it was just something that, you know, we drove it around and beat the crap out of it.
So that's working. Like giving you my used mattress that I've used for like 10 years. Like,
because I
ruined
your bed.
Here's my smashed up thing. Right.
Remember when I killed that prostitute on your bed and all the blood soaked in your mattress? Well, now that I have a brand new mattress, here's your one I've slept
on.
Remember
when I threw that microwave out a 5-story window? Yeah, here, take that.
Yeah, it does not seem like a fair deal.
This is for me to you. Here you go.
Right, because you gave me that mattress 10 years ago. It'd be weird if I tried to give it to somebody now.
Yeah.
I mean, after you soiled theirs. Like, I'll take mine. I'm buying a new one.
But this
one
is ruined. Yeah. You can still technically use the mattress.
Sure.
It would still be odd, though.
But do you want to?
Right.
Here's my smashed-up truck.
It's yours.
Right. Thanks. It's like the people like who don't know what a trade-in is and just keep parking cars in their yard. There's like 9 of them out there. Because one day, that 1983 Ford Escort, it's going to be road-ready.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
Told you the one in our driveway was the Mercury Lynx.
Oh, rawr.
Hatchback.
It's just hibernating. By the way, there are, for the record, someone chimed in. They wanted to let us know there are a total of 12 companies on this planet that actually make shoe polish.
All right, besides Kiwi.
So I only have the names of two more. Someone says Mother's Brand makes shoe polish and Lincoln shoe polish.
Okay.
There you have.
Mother's
Kiwi,
Brand.
Kiwi, Lincoln, and Mother's, and absolutely nothing else.
Mother.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, gentlemen. Longtime fan. First time caller.
Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no. You guys are great. So I helped my buddy move, and my buddy Burley is his nickname for good reason. He's a Silver Spoon kid, much affluent, very expensive items, obviously a lot of heavy stuff. So there was one table in particular he needed help with. It's one of those, you know, those natural cut, one piece of slab wood.
Yeah, live edge table, and they weigh about 12 billion pounds.
Yeah, massive thing. So I help him move this, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get pizza. I'm going to get beer, whatever. Well, he actually was downsizing quite a bit, so I ended up walking away from that move with an entire bench press weight system set with a whole bunch of weights, a tournament-grade ping-pong table. That was awesome. That
nice.
We spent countless hours playing on. And I still can't beat him to this day, but I'm getting better.
All right, now let me ask you this. I know that you played with the ping pong table because it's a ping pong table, but all those weights on the bench, did you use them?
You know, I used them for about a good week. And, you know, it's since become a pretty good storage table in the garage, if you will.
That's the inevitable inevitable fate of all workout benches.
Exactly. And then I actually inherited a bed, which stayed in our guest room. Which was in there, and they called it the Chris suite because I was the only person that would ever stay over in it. So I got a sweet new bed that I think I was probably the only person that ever slept in, just for helping him move.
Most people don't get that much cool stuff when they help somebody move. It's just pizza and beer.
No,
and a sore back.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the dining room tables that are short depth? And our pool tables, and then there's also a flap on top for ping pong, so you can just kind of transfer your dining room into a pool hall or ping pong room.
I saw that about 10 years ago, and it blew my mind, and I was told no.
Like, if I have a dining room, that'd be great, because I've never eaten there. I just play pool. Sweet. How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
My question, how did you get that secondhand thing? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Or in this case, most of them from Facebook, if you like the men's room there. Let's see, as far as our question goes, guys, about today's secondhand question, I got a sterling silver lamp base, just the base, from a secondhand store in Bremerton. Turned that into a hookah. I named it Al Hookah Hussein, the suicide bonger. That from Colin.
Jesus Christ.
Have any comments on the secondhand stuff?
We got a few comments on the secondhand stuff, and then one about the board game Dealer McDope.
By the way, does secondhand still count if it's inherited?
Yeah. Secondhand is just someone else had it before you.
All right.
That's it. Let's see. I do high-end remodels for a living, so I normally get, I don't know, free two-year-old appliances. I've gotten a $9,000 bathtub. I've even gotten free Traeger grills. That's plural.
Plural.
Free Traeger grills. Those are not cheap. They're $400 to $1,000 plus.
That is why he is happy to point that out. My grandfather, he bought two of everything his whole life. I recently got a ping pong table, air hockey table, classic football table with angled corners, a piano from 1896, and a bunch of random stuff. Since his, as they call it, rehoming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He passed away?
No, I think he's in the old age home now.
Oh,
rehoming, yes. I bought a jewelry box and found a solid gold coin from the 1800s hidden inside. I got a secondhand 3/4 size acoustic guitar When whoever stole the loose change from the ashtray of my unlocked car left it behind, they call this a good trade. And as far as the board game we heard about, Dealer McDope, they say it's on eBay right now, $60 shipped.
Oh,
ooh,
okay.
All right, mm-hmm. I got 20 on it.
I'll put 20 in, man.
Miles?
Dealer McDope.
Sure, absolutely. I'm in on that one.
I also heard it's on there for 50.
Moving on to the birthdays. Guys, let's see here. Today is my son Noah's 7th birthday, and since I listen to the show constantly, he inherited being a huge fan. And I think he'd get a good kick out of hearing a Suck It Up Cupcake and how the Disney characters would deal with bullies. Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
So Suck It Up Cupcake!
Well, gosh, it's September 11th and your birthday. Aren't you a lucky fella? How I would deal with bullies, if it's me, I'd just bite them. But then again, I'm a dog. And by the way, you're 7 years old, so in dog years like Goofster, you'd be 49. I was introduced in 1932, which makes me 609 years old. But I drink the blood of virgins. I'm okay.
Bullies are usually just the scared one. That's why they pick on other people. So let's remind him that he's scared. And don't forget, your 7th birthday, Disney World!
We'll see you here.
Bitches, my son Brandon is turning 21 years old today. We already have tickets for Red Festival. Could Coach Ted tell him what it's like to be 21 years old, please?
Woo! Tell you one thing, old Coach Smith remembers 21. Hell of a year, son. Buckle up. You're like, Coach Smith, what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's a lot of falling asleep quickly. We call that passing out. As my brother would say, the other Coach Smith, reversal of fortunes. Son, you're going to be puking, all right? You're 21, stay locked in, and have a designated driver.
That's great advice.
It's pretty much how 21
works. Anyone who didn't have a miserable 21st birthday.
You know what, actually, good coaching advice here, too. If you're under 25, go easy on the pregame, boys. Yeah. Speaking from experience.
And the shots.
Yeah, me and my old roommate showed up to many a bar and were asked to leave quickly.
I'm not going to bother to tell you that because I know you're not going to listen. Like, we're absolutely right, but you're not going to listen.
I remember me and DB would play, like, drinking games before we went out. Now that seems insane.
It's stupid, but you're going to do it. Live and learn, baby. Live and learn.
Guys, it's my loving husband Paul's 30th birthday. He's a great guy, takes care of me all the time, and tonight I get to take care of him. So could you please have the Dirty Germans tell him what I'm going to do to him tonight on his 30th birthday?
Yeah, open your mouth and close your eyes and you will get some big surprise.
Yeah. Has you ever had schnitzel delivered by your wife? She's about to find out what Lady Schnitzel is.
Yeah, Lady Schnitzel.
Yeah, don't forget the pub mustard.
Guys, it's my coworker Shelly's 32nd birthday. Awesome coworker to have. And could she get a Your Penis Is Too Small? And the Dirty Germans talking about accounting, please.
Your penis is too small!
Yeah, you will be accounting your orgasms tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like somebody needs quick audit.
Yeah, we'll call you our personal spreadsheet.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I love all you people in the accounting department. It seems tough and boring.
Tough and boring.
Yeah.
You have my respect for that tough, boring-ass gig you got.
Yeah, as you know, in Germany, that was a compliment.
Yeah, that's how they describe my naughty bits. Tough, but boring.
Guys, best friend...
call mine jerky.
Best friend Jay is turning 36 years old. Could you please play every soundbite you have with Jay the Fisherman, if you could please, on his 36th birthday?
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Holy Jay.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Fishes for my 23rd birthday.
I love that guy.
Can I get some thrill gets and the Dirty Germans talking about falling twins? Thanks for the laugh. Sincerely, that from Cody in Boston, listening on WAAF, Boston's rock station.
Get.
Yeah, falling twins, either when I take off my underwear or a woman takes off her bra.
Yeah, I hope it's the same ones from Coors Light as they are falling on top of my, well, you know.
Yeah, she'll bring the silver bullet.
I almost said shillelagh, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, Irish.
Yes, Robin, I'm a German. What kind of shtick would I have?
You don't have the German shillelagh.
What kind of shtick would you have?
Stick.
Like the Irish have this shillelagh.
Baumhunt.
Yeah, jump on my Baumhunt.
Guys, can you please wish my friend Melissa a happy birthday with a Cut That Bitch Off next caller and you guys talking all over yourselves about your favorite Seattle sports memory. Thanks, guys. That from Stevie the Packers fan.
Cut that bitch off!
Next caller.
Favorite Seattle sports memory. I'll tell you what, I'll bring in the Packers. Watching the Lagoon and watch the Packers get their ass kicked by the Seattle Seahawks.
That was awesome.
The game was important.
With Tony Romo assembled that extra playoff game in the playoff game.
Very, very cool. And when we go backstage, they have all this free food that we did not pay for. I think we stole it, actually.
You remember that?
I did. That was a Monday night game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember when Tony Romo couldn't handle a snap? Silly Tony Romo. And, of course, the Sounders winning a cup.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Roman Torres, mm-hmm. I still like you.
Guys, and Wobbin, hubby John loves your program and has been an avid listener since we came back from overseas in our tour. It's his birthday today, so can you please have the Dirty Germans talk dirty birthday greetings? Thank you, guys, from his unaging wife, Rochelle.
Yeah, why is your wife not aging? That is quite creepy. But if she is not aging, I want to have sex with her. So for your birthday, you can watch me have sex with your wife.
Yeah, I think I saw your wife on the news the other day. She was smoking a cigarette at a soccer game in Turkey.
Yeah, his wife is Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. You married Rudy?
Happy birthday request to Lily. She needs Dirty Germans talking, the Dirty Germans taking control. I think we all need some Dirty German in our lives. Love you guys. I listen every chance I get. That from Lynetta.
Yeah, I will play the foreman tonight, and we will plow through a baby tunnel.
Yeah, this is going to handle. Lily, sit. Stand. Lily, roll over. It's under control now.
Yeah, but where you sit is important.
Don't forget to beg.
Is Lily a dog?
Do you know what I do in my bedroom? It's my business. She wants to be told what to do, Miles.
Ah.
In Germany, it's a lot of that. Sit, yeah. Stand. Pray. Lick. Satisfy.
Yeah, bring me pleasure now.
It's pretty broad. Just satisfy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stand like this. You go, satisfy. Sorry, Robin. I didn't mean to look at you when I did that.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
And one extra email, guys. I think I was only 24 years old, but as far as your age is concerned and how it figures into the story, I had an expired U.S. Department of Defense ID when I rented a car to take my 19-year-old girlfriend to Canada. As I explained to folks, to cross state lines with the intent of plying her with alcohol and test the Canadians' prudence laws. Okay. That from Kevin.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks last!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Last? Stephen Thorhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck, which is amazing that you can find such bad news out there in the world, but you do a hell of a job coming up with at least three stories that all suck to some degree. It is up to us to determine which of the three stories, in fact, suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as always, we have three contestants. Today, we will have an English plane passenger who... very specific about what it is he likes to deal with. We have Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Smollett, you remember that son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who said that, let's see, someone placed a noose around his neck in Chicago, was threatened, et cetera, et cetera. And they will be competing against a Target employee, just a random Target employee. But let's start with our English plane passenger. An IT consultant racially abused a female British Airways cabin member and demanded that he be served by only a white girl. 46-year-old Peter Nelson became irate after being woken up by Seema Patel Prike while flying business class from London to Rio de Janeiro. The father of three, who works for GlaxoSmithKline, said, quote, "You Asians think you're better than us. I don't want to be served by you lot. I've paid your wages for the last 20 years." Nelson reduced the stewardess to tears during his rant. So worried by his behavior, the crew was, that they actually prepared a restraining kit to be used. He ended up not getting too physical about anything, but he subsequently demanded services in the future only from the lone white member of the crew.
What the hell?
Lauren Sales, his defender, says he accepted that he'd been tired and petulant during the flight, and she added, quote, But he said he didn't want that one serving him. He wanted another one. Maybe words that you and I might not speak to the cabin crew, but certainly not racist. I'll repeat what he said. Because remember, it's not racist. You Asians think you're better than us. I don't want to be served by you lot. I've paid your wages for 20 years. Okay. Now let's talk about Empire actor, former Empire actor, Jussie Smollett, who I already want to meet and beat his ass. This just makes it worse. A meet and beat. That's right. Come on down to the meet and beat. So he already made things bad with his false claim at a time in this country where you don't need any fake stuff about that, right? So Jussie Smollett's legal team says it's ridiculous and it's a stretch to make Jussie pay Chicago's $130,000 to cover the cost of the police investigation into his alleged attack in January. They say the filing of a police report in and of itself does not necessitate a sprawling investigation, nor is it a practical matter, usually the result in an investigation as extensive as the one that the Chicago Police Department chose to undertake in this case. So what they're saying is, hey, he just reported that a crime happened. The fact that the cops went out and did, I don't know, an investigation, well, that's not Jussie's fault. But part of the reason they did the investigation is because you're a freaking actor. You already got better treatment than any of us would have gotten if you had the same complaint, correct? But because you are who you are, they put in the extra effort, right? So they can do this kind of thing. Well, he says it's going to be very difficult for the city to prevail. This after a 16-count indictment alleging that Smollett staged the attack. It was dismissed in March. He calls the lawsuit a vindictive effort to prosecute charges that the state's attorney pursued and then chose to drop. It's Jussie Smollett. It's not my fault you guys investigated it. I just said it happened. And now we go to Oregon, where the family of a deceased man, they filed a $1 million lawsuit against Target, contending that a Target employee made up a false story about child pornography on a man's mobile phone. Well, that accusation led to the guy's arrest and his eventual death due to a heart attack, they're saying, caused by stress. That I don't know. But the family of 43-year-old Jeffrey Buckmeyer, they filed a lawsuit last week. Authorities seized Buckmeyer's electronic devices after he visited a Target in Portland back in July of 2008. He needed help with his phone. Well, an employee there reported seeing naked girls about 10 years old on his phone. So authorities, obviously, they come through his electronic everything. But in the end, they realize there's absolutely no evidence to support. No search histories, nothing. So anyway, he died a few months after that in April. They say he died of a heart attack from the stress. Target spokesman obviously declined to comment. So again, these are the three contestants we have. We have the business class passenger who says, quote, you Asians think you're better than us. I don't want to be served by you lot. I've paid your wages for the last 20 years. He only wants to be served by the white girl, as it were. But they're saying there's nothing racist. We have Jussie Smollett, who I swear I just want to beat the living hell out of this guy. But now, after making the false claim and the Chicago Police Department trying to investigate what he said happened, even though it didn't happen, it cost $130,000. They want him to pay for it. He's like, it's not my fault that you investigated my claim. Not my fault you did your job. And then you have the employee of Target who falsely accused a man of having child pornography on his phone, put the guy through the legal ringer, and even though the guy was completely exonerated, the guy died.
I think we can all agree that that story sucks the most out of the three, correct? The Target employee who caused the guy to have a heart attack and die?
If his heart attack was related to that. And I'm
either
not,
way, it had to elevate his blood pressure and get him hyped
sure
up to the point. It wasn't.
Was he in
there's
prison?
There's a trigger on this. There's a trigger
he
on his heart
He was not
attack.
In prison. But they're searching. I mean, you still go through the stress of them going through all your crap.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, that type of stress when you are innocent and you're trying to say, like, look, man, this is not why I came here today.
That's also just weird. Like,
well,
why
he didn't drop dead at the. Like, this went on for a while. He was accused in July. He died in April. So you're talking 9-10 months later. That's what I'm saying. Look, I know his stress level went up. I completely 100% understand that. And maybe the heart attack had something to do with that, but it's 10 months later when you're being exonerated.
I think Jussie Smollett's going to end up paying for this one way or another, too.
Man.
Well, Jussie Smollett, too, like...
Isn't he? I mean, more than likely. I mean, he can't... I don't think the legal team could. They're going to try to defend him, but I'm not necessarily sure that they're going to be successful.
But the state's attorney dropped the charges. Remember that?
So they did drop the charges.
They dropped. So,
there is no real charge.
Their position is like, well, look, the state's attorney dropped the charges, but truthfully, it's not about that. It's not about. It's the investigation is about what the cops had to put in, the effort they made. But either way,
is that legally okay?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because if it is, then he doesn't suck the less. Well, he might suck the least. If that's
honestly,
the law, I don't know.
I think the racist guy, he's a terrible human. He probably sucks the least to me.
I agree.
Because he's just a racist.
he's a racist guy. It doesn't look good for him. And other than, I mean, absolutely belittling one of the flight attendants, it only affects him. Jussie Smollett created a problem across the country.
Right, because that's
you know what
the
I mean?
Thing,
that's,
right? For every actual attack that happens, you could just say, well, Jussie Smollett lied about it, so this, how do we know this one? Mm-hmm. So he set back a lot of people with that stuff. And it's, you're right, the Target one, that whole story is just strange, but that's awful.
It's terrible.
I mean, that's one of the, I mean, you know, I sell this to people all the time. As humans, we only kind of all agree on a couple things. And
right.
One of them's like, don't mess with kids, don't murder each other.
Right. We're all pretty solid.
Right. So, I mean, that's just that's awful to say to somebody. But yeah, I never thought I'd say these words, but I'm going to say the racist sucks the leak.
Okay. I'm not shocked to hear you say that at all, Ted.
Wow. A lot of people seem to agree with you, but some say it's the Jussie Smollett case, too. Michael says the legal team of his sucks the least. Steph says Jussie Smollett sucks the least. I don't like Smollett due to him getting away with lying over and over again, but his legal team admittedly sucks the least out of the three.
Well, they're a legal team, sure.
That from large metallic fellow. And the debate continues if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and you like the Men's Room on Facebook on Who Sucks Less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first.
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
And speaking of, here's your first new Christmas product of the season, and it's a doozy. Man, this is a weird one. A distillery in Scotland is selling ornaments filled with different flavors of gin. They have caps on them. You open them up, and you drink out of the ornament vessel.
Of all the alcohols, gin is a tough shot.
One of them is a bright green gin that tastes like Brussels sprouts.
Oh!
All of the gins are vegetable flavored, Steve. They say these vegetables, quote, deliver a pleasant, sweet, slightly nutty gin.
What? Who thought, you know what, man? Not enough people drink gin. I've come up with it. Make it taste like Brussels sprouts.
And I mean, Ted, cucumber vodka is good.
It is fantastic.
That's cucumber.
Mm-hmm. We've got an update for you here, Ted. As you know, for a couple weeks there, White Claw was going through a nationwide shortage.
All right.
Well, now, with that nationwide White Claw shortage, the fine folks at Mark Anthony Brands have made a statement. They now say, we are now working around the clock 24 hours a day to increase supply given the rapid growth in customer demand. They are working
awesome.
Around the clock to make more White Claw. By the way, even though Mark Anthony Brands, which is the company behind Mike's Hard Lemonade, they launched it in 2016. Mike's Hard Lemonade doesn't do crap compared to White Claw. It's not even close. White Claw sales were up 283% this July compared to last year to over $327 million. And that's with a lot of competitors now as well. White Claw accounts for 61% of the hard seltzer market.
I don't know if it's going to go away either. Like, I finally tried one, and it's fine.
Yep.
But, like, I like to get drunk. I admit that. I got problems. But so it's not the drink necessarily to do mm-hmm. that. But I think if it's hot out, I can't imagine why you'd want something different.
Black cherry, so good.
And a study looked at which states were talking about and drinking White Claw the most this summer. Most of them are in the middle of nowhere.
Really?
Like Ohio, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Delaware, Tennessee, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky. All those states have been drinking White Claw more than everyone else.
I would think like Jersey, the Philly area, but
California.
Yeah, but all those
where
people from Jersey and Philly, they go to college in those states.
You exactly. Know going down to Delaware, drinking the claw. Speaking of, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast a man identified for this story only as Xavier. And I want to say our Rowan Mike Hawk covered this story a couple of days ago, but I don't know if this guy gets the toast, if the company he works for gets the toast, or if his wife gets the toast, but he's been identified as Xavier. He's an engineer for a railroad company in Paris. Back in February of 2013, goes on a business trip to a place called Meung-sur-Loue, France. I just wanted to say that. Well, even though he was married, he met a local woman. They went up to his hotel room. Guess what they did, Ted?
The horizontal mambo.
That is correct. It says it right here in the news story, the horizontal mambo. Kids, that means sex. But he had a heart attack while enjoying the horizontal mambo. And then he died. So you're having sex with someone, and now this person has a heart attack, and they die. Well, the case has been in the courts ever since over whether or not it should count as a workplace accident, which I know what you're thinking. That's absolutely ridiculous. Well, there's been a six-year debate over whether having an affair on a business trip counts. And according to the French courts, yeah, they issued their final ruling. Yes, this does count. So now that means Xavier's wife will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age and then gets a share of the pension after that.
Damn.
Kind of worked out, didn't it?
I mean, considering where the money's going, you know.
I was going to say, considering it's going to the wife, I'm like,
that's fine.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
If it was just going to, yeah. Right.
Workplace accident. I think it was on purpose.
It was an accident.
But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.